لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، إلى آخر السورة. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear respected elders, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mashallah, the one sitting on the back, if we don't have a legitimate excuse, we can come to the floor, we can come forward. Inshallah, jazakumullah. As we know, we are in the last Jumu'ah, the last Friday in the month of Ramadan. And subhanallah, we've been speaking nearly after every salah. So number one is, our deen is on amal. Our deen is on amal. If he wasn't speaking, we would all be mashayikh. The amount of YouTube we listen to and the amount of podcasts we listen to in today's day and age, and the TV that we listen to or we watch, we would all be mashayikh. So it's important that the perspective is put there, that our deen is something that we actively do. We are not just meant to listen, we are meant to do a'mal as-saliha. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, wherever you see iman, it usually comes with a'mal as-saliha. Iman wa amal as-saliha. So hence, number one is we are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever good we have done in the month of Ramadan. This is from the mercy of Allah. But at the same time, we understand and we acknowledge that we could have probably done better, all of us. But before we even start any of the points, it is for us to understand that Ramadan is not finished yet. The nights of Ramadan and the amazing nights of Ramadan still remain. And as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates, that a'mal husnul khawatim, they look at the ending. You look at the ending of the action. And as the very famous Imam al-Jawzi rahimahullah relates, that the horse, it runs towards the finish line. It might start steadily, but you will find that the horse will run within the finishing line. In the same manner, we are being told that in the month of Ramadan, we might have started sluggishly. We might have started slowly. But it is time for us to understand, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the last 10 nights, used to put his lungi up. And he used to pray within the nights. He used to wake the family up within the nights. So we still have those few nights left. We need to make the most of them. We need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about it. We need to pray for ourselves. We need to pray for our families. And also, as we know the condition of the ummah, we know what's happening in Gaza. We need to also make dua for them, pray for them. If sadaqah, we are getting rewarded for this also. We are helping, you know, when you say, how do we help? Yes, one is that our voices are still loud and our voices are consistently loud. They're not loud for a few days. Our issue is we make something big for a few days and we finish. We run out of steam because we're so engulfed in our lives that that's it. That's all we can do. But our voices are still loud. We are still propagating the haq. we are still doing this consistently. And number two, whatever demonstration, whatever we can do within our capacity, everybody's capacity is different. Obviously, all of this requires some aspect of wisdom also. And as we said before, understand the history of this, what is happening. Don't just be a parrot fashion. Whatever I listen from TikTok, I will take. Read, understand it, that what is happening here. And from this then, raise our voices. Make dua for them. These are the nights of Ramadan. These are the blessed nights of the last few nights of the month of Ramadan. Make dua for ourselves. Make dua for the ummah. Make dua for the people of Gaza. Make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. These are those nights where we are meant to make dua. Understand what we have is a ni'mah. It's a great blessing. Having the month of Ramadan is a great blessing. The Salaf al-Salihin, they would make dua 6 months prior to Ramadan. Though Allah grant us this great month of Ramadan. This is why the Salaf al-Salihin say, and one of them, Muhaddithun Rahimullah, used to relate, that if you ask a person, if you could ask a person who is then in his grave, that what would be his wish? He would say, if he was able to say, that I wish I could spend one moment, not one day or one night, I could spend one moment in the month of Ramadan. That would be his wish. So hence, for us, number one, is that we understand that these nights that we have left, we need to make the most of them. Enable ourselves in ibadah. Enable ourselves in worshipping Allah. Enable ourselves in dua. Because as we said before, it's not just about we listening to things. It's not just about, and this is why the elders and the mashayikh used to say that our ears are not there to listen to entertainment. And sometimes if you think about it, this is what we're doing. We listen to certain things purely for entertainment. That's what it is. If we ask ourselves, how much have I acted upon anything I've listened to in the last 6 months? And if it's very, very little, then we have an issue. Then there's a disease in the heart. That the heart is just looking for pleasure. That's all it is. That the heart is looking for pleasure and excitement. It's not looking to rectify itself. So it's important we go back to our basics. We go back to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, number one is, whatever we have done in the month of Ramadan, we make shukr. That we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the great blessing that He has given us. Remember, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates to us, which Imam Bukhari radiyallahu ta'ala and relates in his sahih. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاقُ. That there are two blessings which many people waste. There are two blessings, and the amazing thing is, we don't even take them as blessings. But there are two blessings that many people waste. Number one is as-sihha, good health. Good health. Ask the person that is in hospital. Ask the person that is struggling to fast in the month of Ramadan, they are unable to fast. Ask the person that is unable to stand in front of Allah. What is siha? Well, faragh and free time. Ask the person in the grave, wallahi, what is free time? Well, faragh, what is free time? Ask the person, and we all will know people in countries other than where we are living, where they work day and night. They toil day and night just so that they can get one meal for their family. Ask them what's the appreciation of free time. This is why we have so much blessings. Wallahi, Allah has blessed us in so many numerous ways we are unable to comprehend. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That Allah has blessed us. We have so much food. We have every ni'mah. We literally go home. Cold, put the heating on. Cold water, we literally go for a shower, we can change the temperature. So, but this is a ni'mah. This is a ni'mah. We're sleeping on our beds. Think about it, a bed. We're protected from all four sides. An issue comes up, we can pick up the phone and make a phone call. this is a ni'mah, then what is ni'mah? If this is a ni'mah, what is ni'mah? Allah has blessed us with so many ni'mah because we have become so used to just desiring more and more and more, we forget about all of the ni'mahs that we have. This is why, as we said, go back to the asal. Think in a rational mind, Ya Allah, you gave me so much. You gave me so much. Ya Allah, please forgive me for disobeying you. And this is why the righteous predecessors used to relate that how do we make shukr of ni'mah? How can we be grateful of the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? So they relate shukr ni'mah, ijtinabul maharim. That the gratitude for the ni'mah that Allah has given us, we abstain from what Allah has made unlawful. You know, this is even in the dunya that we live in. If somebody gives you everything that you need, they give you, you know, if somebody gives you £1 million, and this is what it is, you know, our eyes. Think about it. If somebody said to us, give me your eyes, I will give you £1 million. There's no value. The eyes have no value. Give me your tongue, has no value. Uncomprehendable value. In the dunya that we live in, if someone does ihsan, there's a saying that insan is the abd, is the slave of the one that does ihsan on him. Insan is the slave of the one that does ihsan. If somebody in this dunya does ihsan on us, meaning they do something for us to the extent we are in, for example, financial difficulty, they say, you know what, I'll sort it. Tell me what you need. You say, I need £20,000. They say, here you go, free. You will now, if that person has something to say, wants you to do something which makes sense, we will follow blindly. We will follow blindly. And this is why does he hurt parents the most when children do not listen? It's because the parent has put all of his hard toil and effort on the children, or on the child. And when they don't listen, they're like, Subhanallah, I've done so much, I've done everything for you. I've made my day and night upside down. And you don't listen. Now think of this in this way. Allah who gave us all of these blessings. The blessing of the eyes, the blessing of the tongue, the blessing of the ability to have intellect. Wallahi, Allah could have made us in such a manner, we had no intellect. Allah could have made us in such a manner we could never see. These are all blessings that Allah has given to us. So they relate, shukrun ni'mah is that we abstain from what Allah has ordered us to do. This is what we call shukrun ni'mah. And then they relate that one's thankfulness, wa tamamu shukr, qawlu rajul, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That when we want to complete the shukr, complete thankfulness, is we understand, not just from our tongues, but from the heart, that we praise Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the Lord of all of the worlds. So these are aspects of shukr, and this is why it was related when Abu al-Mughira radiyallahu ta'ala an would be asked, how are you? It relates, Ibn Abil Hijj relates, كُنَّا نَدْخُلُ عَلَى الْمُغِيرَ ابْنِ مُحَمَّدْ فَيَقُولُ, that we used to enter the chamber of Mughira ibn Abu al-Mughira, and we used to ask him that kayfa asbahta ya Aba Muhammad, that how is your morning, how is your day, how have you felt your day is. So he used to reply with that, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with so much, even though we are so disrespectful to Allah. These were his words. And then he used to relate, Allah has given me or us all of these blessings, even though Allah doesn't need even an iota of us. Allah doesn't need anything from us. This is why we say, we are in need of Allah. Allah is not in need of a single thing from us. Even though this is the case, Allah has blessed us with everything. And this is why in the month of Ramadan, the few nights we have left, it is essentially important that we make the most of these few nights of the month of Ramadan. We're hitting the 27th night tonight. Then will be the 28th and the 29th night. Wallahi, we don't know if we're going to get another Ramadan. We don't know where we're going to be next year. We don't know the situation we are going to be in. And then when they say, ask the people of Gaza, they didn't know the situation they were going to be in. Ask anyone that is going through a hard, difficult time. We don't know what situation we will be in. So this is why number one is we do shukr of what Allah has given to us. وَلَئِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ When we do shukr, Allah will give us more. Number two, make the most of the nights of Laylatul Qadr. This is why great tabi'een, they used, like Abu Bakr al-Warraq, rahimahullahu ta'ala, used to relate. That person that worships Allah Azza wa Jal in the night of Laylatul Qadr, he will also become someone which is close to Allah. Think of, as we said last week, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than 1,000 months. Khayrun, better, not equivalent, not lower, better than 1,000 months. And as we said, if our boss was to say, you work on these certain nights, I give you 1,000 months worth of salary. Even though you may have to work at night, we will all run to it. We will say this is for ourselves and our future generations. In the same manner, this is for the Akhirah. There has to be an aspect where we say, we need to do some good deeds. We need to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to make tawbah. Wallah, we have committed sins throughout the year. Our eyes have committed sins. We have looked at things that we are not meant to look at. We have heard things that we are not meant to hear. We have done things that we are ashamed of. If the people found out, as Mawlana Yusuf Ghadanvi rahimahullah used to say, that if people found out what we did, they would not even want to look at us. They would not even want to look at us. But by the qasam of Allah, Allah has put a veil there for us. It is now to make tawbah and come back to Allah Azza wa Jal. We have few precious nights left. Few precious nights. If we are unable to worship Allah in these precious nights, when are we going to go back to Allah? And we finish off as the scholars of the past used to relate, that when we worship in the month of Ramadan, worship with tongue, mind, and heart. What that means is, say to ourselves, by the qasam of Allah, the sins I committed before Ramadan, I will stop them. This is tawbah. The sins I committed before Ramadan with my eyes, I will stop them. The sins I committed with my tongue, I will stop them. The sins I committed with my emotions, I will stop them. Khatam. Khalas, this enough. I am going to the servitude and I am going to worship my Allah. I am going to stop worshipping my desires. I am going to stop worshipping people's aspect of me. I am going to stop worshipping what the people want. I am going to stop worshipping what people around me want, my family wants. I am going back to the worship of one Allah. Whatever that Allah wants from me, I will say, Ya Allah, I am ready. I am here to accept any of your commands. May Allah give us ability to understand, ability to amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح.